All right, Lord, we just thank you so much that we get to come together with each other on this last night of this year, just another day in the neighborhood. Father, we thank you that you have brought us another year's close. And Lord, we thank you that we know that your people are getting ready for this great awakening. We know that you're going to do the awakening. And Lord, we thank you for preparing us for when it happens to be able to disciple these people. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your protection upon the president of this United States. We thank you, Lord, for you draining the swamp and getting the glory. And we praise you, Father, because we know when the swamp is drained here, all across the world, it'll be drained. It'll actually be a lot better world, except for one thing, but God. And Father, we know that there's going to be some terrible times ahead for people to get their attention and their eyes focused on you. And we praise you for that, Father. But we know that you're going to make it a smooth transition for your bride. We thank you for it. Lord, I just ask and I pray that you would receive these praises, these songs of praise to you, Lord. They're from our hearts. And we thank you, Father, for receiving them. And we pray that they would be a sweet smell in your nostrils in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that guides us and directs us. Thank you, Lord, that you're teaching us this sanctification and holiness walk that you have us on, Lord. I know that sometimes we stumble, but just like our children, when they're coming up, as they're walking, they'll fall down, but we pick them right back up, dust them off, and send them on the way again. And we thank you, Father, for being so gracious with us. Lord, we just ask and we pray for protection, provisions, deliverance, healings, all of these things, Lord, that you have provided for us would be quite evident in the days to come. And I thank you, Lord, for anointing everyone here to be able to speak the things of you, Lord, when it's necessary, and have discernment, Father, of the good things and the diabolical things that are around us. And I praise you, Father, for all that you're doing in each and every one of us, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for being our God. I love you. And Lord, I'll be glad today, the day that we all are able to come up to your abode up there and be together forever in peace and harmony and love. We can do that down here, but I know it's going to be so much better up there. And I praise you, Father, because I love you. And I thank you, Father, for being our God and saving each and every one of us. You didn't have to, but you did before the foundation of the world. Thank you, Father, for being our God. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Uh-oh, got two people out there waiting in the waiting room. Three people. I got to figure out how to let that just open the door and let them come on in. On certain nights, I gotta figure that out. Is that you, Dominique? I think it is.
Yeah, it's me.
All right, brother. I thought it was. Okay.
How's it going? Oh,
that's going great, brother. It's going great. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, you know. I don't know if I kept you up to date, but I'm not stumbling anymore, but I've been kind of upset lately. I don't know. Just probably spiritual warfare. It's not that big of a deal, but besides that, I'm doing all right.
Okay. Well, that's just like we all go through, you know. We keep up that sword of the spirit. At the ready.
For sure. Last night I was going through some physical torment, but, you know, I started praying in the spirit, and I ended up passing out. I don't even remember when I fell asleep, but eventually I did, so.
Amen. Right. Praise God.
Yeah, praise God. It was a good, I woke up and I wasn't feeling any pain, so that was good.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Lord, I just ask that you bless Dominique with a good night's sleep tonight. And he falls, he hits that bed, he gets out, he don't wake up till in the morning, he'll be supernaturally supercharged in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anybody got any prayer requests? Yeah, Greg.
I've got a couple. I just had one that's just come into me from a friend in California. Now, I think we covered this the other day. She's been having these nauseous and dizzy spells and was in hospital. I did all sorts of tests and made all sorts of money out of her. And anyway, sent home as I suspected they would do. But anyway, I just, this, you know, in the moments that you were speaking, I got a message from her. And she says, brother, I'm back in hospital since last night. She said, please play in the spirit or sing in the spirit if you are led now, because something is going on this very minute. I need reinforcements. My sword is heavy. Thank you. Anyway, I did respond to her saying, no worries. Not quite those words. She said, thank you. I feel the enemy wants me to drop my sword, and I will not. So there's a battle going on in Los Angeles with regard to Ali, and since it's come up and I'm in here with you guys, I think I might bring it up here.
Hey.
All right. Bless you, Lord. Your word says it's counted all joy we suffer trials of many kind, and it's kind of hard to remember that, and I'm just thinking of Ali right now. But Lord, I thank you that she has the good sense to call on the ecclesia to join with her. And Lord, this thing that's going on with her, and I, as I said, and I will declare this now to the heavens, that's going on with her, I'm not going to stand for it. So Lord, I do this much. And please let Ali know that shields are locked with hers. And that swords are raised on her behalf. And I think he has the good sense that she will not put hers down either. But this affliction that is on her, I'll say, as I've said before, what are you doing touching one of the children of God? Do you not know who we are in and where we are seated? Do you not know who our big brother, our commander-in-chief, and our friend is? And we turn to our Father and we ask for all the warring angels necessary to come against this enemy and vigorously remind it of the stripes that Jesus took. Let the enemy feel the pound of those thongs and thongs and the metal. And let it remember the triumphant procession. And in our Lord's name, from our position on the glassy sea, seated with Christ at the right hand of the Father, in his name we command it all to drop and fall, to be taken captive, to be bound and be dragged away. This is one of the saints. And right now we are together. And we are two or more agreeing that you go down. So, and I mean this literally, for the Lord's sake, you will let it go. And for his glory. Amen. That'll do. I'm cross.
I believe it's done. You got another one, you say?
Oh, yeah, I have. It's kind of like minor. No, a week or so ago, a couple of weeks, well, hang on, anyway, you know, in recent days, let me put it that way, I put out a whole lot of job applications. I basically just sent my resume to, about 24, 25 of them. And it was kind of a responsibility I had to do as well. But anyway, it's kind of surprised me. A few days ago, I got a phone call from an agency who was dealing with one of them, and they wanted to know a lot about me, and have sent me some stuff which I haven't looked at yet, and with a view to an interview next week. Anyway, my system is kind of shocked because I haven't been in that place for quite some time. I'm not even sure what to ask to pray for. And it's not as though I haven't been, I've been asking God about that, but I haven't really gotten into the tin tacks, work-wise or income-wise, but I haven't really gotten into the tin tacks of grabbing the darn thing by the scruff of the neck. I'm kind of like, is this for me? Is this not, and am I up for it? So I'm not quite sure what to ask and pray for, but I don't know if anyone wants to take that one on. I'm happy for them to do that. I guess it's an all things work together for good. Go, Julie.
I see that. I'd like to pray. Praise the Lord. Father, thank you for Greg. Thank you, Lord, for opening up the opportunity for him to have employment again, Lord. And we don't always know where we're supposed to be working, but we want your very best for our brother. And I pray, Lord, that you'll shut every door that's not of you and that you'll make it crystal clear to Greg where he is supposed to be, that you'll give him a peace, that you'll give him a sign, that you'll bring him a confirmation, and he will know how to respond in the interviews, Lord, that you'll just, we just pray your peace be all over him, Father, and however the interviews are conducted, Lord, that he submit all of it to you and that you would give him the grace just to answer accordingly, Lord, and you'll just give him a mouth to speak, and he doesn't have to have any anxiety, worry, doubt, fear, or any of that other stuff. We forbid it in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, for the outcome and the good report. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, too.
Amen. I believe it. Thank you, Lord. The next time we meet, he's going to have a job.
Well, I don't actually want the job, Michael. I just want the money. No, that's okay.
Of course. Lord, let him just send the check to Greg.
man doesn't work. He doesn't need. I understand that.
Okay. Anyone else? Go ahead, Dominique. I'll get right to you. Listen.
Okay. Well, Rebecca's brother, a month or two ago, his daughter, I believe it was his daughter, committed suicide. And then a month later, his other daughter, who's in her 30s, who's been a frequent heroin addict, she had an overdose, and she's okay. Like, she's alive. She's just in rehab now, thank God. But she's been in rehab before and was clean for a while and then slipped back into it. So her brother does believe in God, but, it doesn't really walk out his faith all that much. But he did reach out to Rebecca and asked her to pray. And then just today, which is her brother's birthday, found out that one of his relatives, I don't know how he's related to the person, but she's also in her 30s, committed suicide as well. So, A lot's been going on in that family, so I just wanted to ask for prayer for them, and maybe that God reveal himself to them.
Okay. You want to pray? You want us to?
I could pray if you want, or you could pray. It doesn't.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll be led by the Spirit to pray.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just ask that you put your hand on these family members of Rebecca, and that you just move in them mightily, Lord, and show them that life is fleeting and that we have to serve you with all the time that we have, Lord. I just ask that you show them the truth and fill them with your love and calm down their hearts. Even I know they're probably freaking out, Lord, but I know that you can give them a sound mind, Lord, and have them have discipline towards you. And I just pray that any heroin addiction, just go in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for this truth and this power that you've given us, authority over the powers of the enemy, Lord. Thank you for that. And I praise you that those who are you called and elected are written in your book of life, Lord. I thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus right now, I break this curse off of the family, this suicide curse right now in the name of Jesus. And I break the spirit of addiction out of this family in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that the Lord of Harvest would send someone around there to talk to them about the truth of the gospel that they would listen to. And Father, we praise you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We're going to see a turnaround in Rebecca's family from this point on in Jesus' name. We decree it and we declare it in the name of Jesus. We break the power of Satan off of this family in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for granting repentance to them and bringing them in and letting them be a holy family. They don't know, Lord, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, I believe it's done. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Missy.
I was talking to my mom today, and long story short, she told me that the other day she had fallen. She got this big egg on her head and bruises. I opened up a can of worms and I asked her, because she kind of hinted at something. And I said, well, curiosity's got me going. Why open up a can of worms? And she told me every little tiny bump and bruise and everything. And I'm like, oh. And I'm like, well, thank you, Lord, for watching over mom and healing her up quickly. So, yes, I do thank you, Lord, for watching over my mom, and that nothing real bad happened or anything like that, that she doesn't have any bad injuries or anything. But Lord, I just command, I forbid anything to try and the enemy to try and use anything that happened with that to creep up on her and bring about any issues. My mom is completely fine. She's well and she's healed and all pain is gone in the name of Jesus. And I just praise you and thank you and just ask you to continue, Lord, to watch over my mom and dad. Send forth your angels there to just protect them, Lord. And I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that my mom didn't panic or anything, and that she didn't go to the doctor. And I just thank you for that. And also, my mom sent me an email about somebody. She was saying that there's always somebody that's got it worse, you know. and when you're not feeling good, and there's a lot, even though there's a lot going on with yourself, if you can pray for other people and think about others, you know, and not think about your situation, it helps you in your situation. So she sent me this email about someone that she had gotten a prayer request for. And it's a man that flew out to California to have some kind of brain surgery. And while he was out there with his wife, she got COVID and didn't know it. And then he ended up getting COVID, and their sons got COVID, and he has a problem with his lung that has made this whole COVID thing worse for him. So Father, I'm guessing these are believers. I don't know for sure, but Lord, I just ask you to put in them the their faith and trust in you, Lord, and not believing that the doctors can do anything for them, Lord, but just to turn them to you and believe your word, Lord, that by your stripes they are healed, and that you healed all our infirmities and healed all our diseases, and just send forth your healing power, Lord, upon this family, Lord, and your mercy and your grace, Lord, and bring them into the true belief, Lord, of all that you are and how great your salvation is. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I have another thing. Tomorrow, my sister and brother-in-law are supposed to come, and I'm believing that the weather's going to change. Father, I just thank you that you're going to change the weather, and they haven't said anything about the weather. And I'm sure they're keeping tabs on it. But Father, I just ask you to make the weather conducive to them coming here, that it not be a hindrance. And I just command the temperatures to be warmer than what they're anticipating. And I thank you, Lord, for giving them safe, quick travels here. No issues with vehicle or bad traffic or anything like that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for taking care of that sick list on Mrs. Mom. In Jesus' name, we're wiping it out. Amen. Okay, Judy.
Yeah, I would like to ask for prayer for my daughter, Tanya. The other day, I had she called me and texted me because she just felt like she couldn't take the way her life is anymore. And we got through that day pretty well, prayed and talked well together, and thought we made some headway. And then today, she had that same kind of feeling again, and went to talk to her, and things got worse instead of better. So, and it was like, it was hard for her. Like sometimes in the past, I would talk with her, and it's like all of a sudden she would get angry with me, whatever, you know, when I give her the word or something like that. And then it was like, well, that cuts it right off. I couldn't do anymore. I couldn't read. Because she wasn't receiving from me, and that's what kind of happened today. So, Lord, I just pray, Father God, that you would just take care of those issues that she's had in her life ever since she was little. Issues of abandonment when her father died, issues of rejection from generational curse, issues of even wanting to commit suicide, but knowing that she shouldn't because of what the word says. She wants to be with the Lord. She loves the Lord, but she's just so distraught. Her husband has not been a husband to her in any way. Instead, he's been more of a hindrance, but that's because of the demons that have been on him ever since he was little, and all the rejection he got when he was little. So it's like they're two rejected people that can't help each other out. And So, Lord, I just pray, Father, you know what they both need. You know how to reach them. You know what they need to hear. So, Lord, I pray that you send laborers to help them, to cover them, to protect them. Lord, just help them to have their spiritual eyes open, their spiritual ears open to hear, to see you, and open their hearts to you, Lord. Help them to recognize the works of the enemy in their lives, that they would not want the enemy to use them, that they would know how to fight the enemy. Bring Bernie to salvation. Help him to see he doesn't really know you. He needs to know you. Help him to also turn his heart to you, especially. And Lord, all these feelings that Tonya's been dealing with, Lord, you be her peace and her rest. Cover her with a hedge of protection that no evil befall her, or even Bernie for that matter. And Lord, just show her how much you're there for her, and help her just to recognize the self versus the spirit. Lord, you know that we can operate out of ourself and think that is of the Lord. So if there, I just pray that you would give her that distinction, that she would know, just as we all need to know and we all learning to know what it means to operate out of the self versus operate out of the spirit. So give her that understanding, that spirit of revelation on that, so that she won't be deceived as well, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father, for breaking that off of her in Jesus' name, and her husband. Amen.
I tried calling her after she just couldn't hear. She couldn't. She kind of got angry, and so I just kind of just backed away and got off the phone, and I tried to get back on the phone recently so that I could see if she's doing any better and stuff, and she wouldn't answer, so I don't know what's going on then either. So, Lord, you just protect her from herself and from the enemy.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. All right, Pat.
I've just heard two or three people speaking of, talking about people that just committed suicide and whatnot, and just the thought of hopelessness kind of came in my mind. And so I just wanted to kind of generally pray for all of those families that are being touched by this spirit. And Father, I just pray that you would take this, I bind this spirit of hopelessness that is within all of the families that we've heard about tonight and we prayed for tonight. Bind that spirit of hopelessness and restrain it, Lord. As you said in your word, that the wrath of man, something about you allow the wrath of man, but the rest you restrain, and that you use these things for your better purposes, that all things work together to good to those that love you. And those that even don't know you yet, Lord, you are bringing them in. You use the same means to bring them in. So, Lord, we trust you that you would restrain this spirit of hopelessness that is in these different families and the different people that we've heard about tonight. But you would use it to draw these people to you. Give them eyes to see and a heart of hope within you. So maybe something that they haven't thought about before, Lord, that you would bring them an awareness of the possibility of your existence, and give them a heart of desire to seek you, Lord, just to desire to know if there is truly a God. And Lord, I just, that spirit of desire only comes from you. And we thank you, Father, that you are well desiring to give it to all that show any kind of response to you, Lord. So I just pray that you would take these circumstances in these people's lives and draw their heart, draw their eyes, give them hope, give them a desire to know you. And Lord, we just trust you that you will pull these people through. We take our stand against these spirits, against these helpless that are ignorant to the savages of the devil, that are ignorant of all these things that are happening in the spiritual realm. But Lord, we stand with them. We support the work that you're doing in their lives, Lord, and we just trust you for drawing them. Give us wisdom to pray for each and every one of these individuals, the people, the family that Dominic brought up and Sue brought up, Lord, that you would give us wisdom to pray for them, that you would strengthen them and you would draw them with your Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you that we can come boldly to you and ask you to do those things which are impossible for men to do, but only you. And so we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Joe.
Morning, everybody. The last couple of weeks, we got some serious high temperatures day and night. The hot weather doesn't usually bother me, but it's even difficult to sleep at night. I just would love to ask for a prayer for some rain to break this heat wave. Yeah, thanks.
Is that you, Joe, that's not sleeping?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we break the power of whatever it is that's keeping Joe up right now in Jesus' name. We command it to go. Father, we thank you that you're going to show him your glory tonight. That when he lays down, he's going to fall asleep. We declare this and we decree it in the name of Jesus, that he's going to get a good night's sleep. When he wakes up, he's only going to be thinking about you, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, that when he lays his head down, he starts thinking about walking with you along the seashore, Lord. And next thing you know, he's going to be asleep. Father, I just praise you for giving him a great night's sleep and that he doesn't ever have this problem anymore. In Jesus' name, we break that power of keeping him up in the name of Jesus and command it as null and void this point on. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe it, Joe.
Thank you very much.
All right. Go ahead, Julie.
I'm going to add to that prayer. Okay. Father, thank you for Joe. And Lord, they need rain down there. They need cooler temperatures, Father. So I pray that you would change the circumstances with the weather there, Lord, and bring them rain. Lord, send it in the spirit. And Lord, bring rain to water the earth, Lord, and cool the temperatures down. And thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I believe it. Thank you, Lord. Won't be long, Joe. I'll be coming to get y'all. Go ahead, Denny.
I wanted to pray for Joe, too. Just Lord, put some on my heart. But I just pray against any anxiety, worry, and fear that might be in him that he's even aware of, God, that this keeping him from being able to sleep, Lord, and not be able to rest in you, Lord. Just bind any anxiety and fear and worry, Lord, from whatever problems there might be is going on there, Lord. And in Jesus' name, we rebuke them and command them out of Joe in Jesus' name. And then just we speak the peace that passes all understanding in Joe because he trusts in you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
And I want to share a testimony. There's a couple that are real close friends, our daughter, Hadassah, and son-in-law, Brad. They moved to Florida right after Brad and Hadassah moved there, practically at the same time. And then she got pregnant and she had a baby. And The baby was in the hospital ever since. She's 7 months old. She's been in and out, more in than out. Would go home for a couple of days and something would go wrong back in the hospital. And it's been real trying, but they've been real strong in their prayers and faith and wanting to believe. And so we've been able to do a lot of praying with them just over Facebook and stuff like that. But there was a real breakthrough. The baby was supposed to have this heart surgery. I know we were praying for healing, but they weren't really going that way. But they were just trusting God to work. It would all be God any other way. They're just trusting Him. And so finally the surgery happened, but it was stopped so many times because of all kinds of complications for this poor baby. Just so sad. And it was sad. But now she had this surgery, and they found the 3 holes in this baby's heart. And they were able to patch those up. And I mean, she's been on all kinds of tubes and just all kinds of problems that we've caused in her body. And she was on a CPAP machine. They're able to weaning her off of that. And then what was it they said? Something else. To be able to come off her breathing. And it'll be really, they thought they were saying, please pray, it's going to really be hard for her, but she's a fighter. And so, and when they took that off of her, she just did so well. And the doctor said that she is at the recovery rate of a normal child her age, who has no problems and all these problems this one has had, you know. So it's just a real testimony to God's faithfulness. And they're praising the Lord and giving all the glory to God. And, you know, and that's, you know, opposite of another family that we know whose granddaughter has been still, I think she's, gosh, over a year now. And it's been terrible things since she's been born. And but there's no, they're believers, baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I just pray for them because there's no speaking and sharing of the cross and what Jesus did and looking to Him. And I've tried to share that in prayers but there's nothing's been received. You don't hear anything back. And so I want to pray for this one. Her name is Abby. I was just talking about.
Yeah.
And the other one starts with an A too. So, but anyway, so I just pray for the Knowles granddaughter, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that you, Father, would minister your faith to them, Lord. I pray that you bring the revelation, Father, to them of what you did at the cross. And I thought they would know that, Lord, but it doesn't seem to be. They're not standing on that, Lord, what you've done and what you bore, Lord, and that you are the healer, Lord. And I just stand against all the spiritualizing that they're doing, all the conditions of this poor baby that's suffering all these months, over a year, almost 2 years, Lord, and stories keep being shared about just spiritual little things from what they're learning from this baby. And thought, God, I just feel it's not right. I just rebuke this, Lord. I rebuke this this lack of faith in them, Lord, for believing for this baby's healing, Lord. And I just pray you turn that around, God, and we just claim healing for her in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you'll be glorified in this as well, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. We command that spirit of infirmity off that baby right now in Jesus' name. We command that heart to be replaced by a brand new one in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that this baby is healed in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that these mom and dad is going to give you the glory for it. Thank you, Father. I remember back years and years ago, Lord, went to pray for this newborn baby with a hole in its heart. And you completely replaced that heart. And I thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord. You can do it with this one too. You can do it. You can take that spirit of infirmity off of. In fact, we command it off in the name of Jesus, this baby. And Lord, we just thank you that she's healed in Jesus' name. I'm not going to accept anything less. Thank you, Father. How old is this child? You're muted. I can't understand you.
Oh, The first one I was talking about that's doing really well is 7 months old. Ah. They patched the holes in her heart, and she's doing really well and recovering at a rate that just is astounding them. The second one is over a year and has been, she's got tubes in her, and they got to watch her all the time, and, you know, it's really bad. And the thing that bothers me so much is that they share these spiritual lessons all the time and through emails, and that I get too. They're learning because of this baby's infirmities and everything. It's like, you know, I know God can teach us things, but it's like, that's God didn't do all this so they would have these spiritual, I don't believe that's what it's supposed to be. So, you know, it's just kind of strange. Yeah. I just pray that they would have faith to believe for this child's healing of what Jesus already did at the cross, and just like confessing that and speaking that. And I don't know exactly what her problems are, just all kinds of things in her body that.
Not anymore.
And the first one I was sharing about is doing so well. Her father, Tommy, who is a good friend of Hadassah and Brad's, he almost died when he was born, and there was a miracle took place in him. He turned around, and so.
Yeah, you might mention to him to break that generational curse off of him.
Amen.
Well, we will, in Jesus' name. We just break that curse off of that family. In Jesus' name. No more. It's gone. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Whew, Jesus. Hi, Missy. Anybody else? Go ahead, Missy.
I thought of something else. When I was talking to my sister, I believe it was yesterday or the day before on the phone, she was saying about, I'm bringing my tablet along and I want you to help me set up the Zoom and everything. She says, I'm not good about that. And I was like, yes, you know, and I said, well, Saturday is the time we might pop in for just a little bit then, you know, once we get you set up, you know. And I had, gosh, it's earlier this year, I mentioned to her about it, and she said that she wanted to, and she thought it was in the morning rather than the evening and stuff. And she's just here lately been saying, you know, about needing, you know, not having somebody, you know, that she, you know, in her own house, her husband or her daughter, either one being on the same page, you know, and not having someone to talk to the Lord about, you know, something that's receptive. And I was telling her about, you know, I was saying about, you know, it says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves. And, but I said, you know, and I said, I told her, I said that our grandmother, you know, had said something to me about the fact that, you know, before I even started, you know, with UBM, before Merle and I got married, I had home meetings at Sue's house with her and her husband and others. And she thought my grandmother had this, you know, this religious idea that you had to be in a church. Anyway, and I said, you know, everybody on the outreach, I said, mostly everybody does not have anybody that they actually meet with. You know, you're not supposed to forsake the assembling of yourselves, but the word also says, come out from among them and be separate. You know, if they're not teaching the truth, you're not to be staying there, you know? And I said, this is as good as it gets in the Zoom meeting and stuff. And so anyway, I felt impressed of the Lord not to say anything more to Cindy about, you know, outreach, not to push her. And you know, the fact that she brought it up to me, and I know she's really feeling the need of it. And so I just praise the Lord for that. And Lord, however that works out, I thank you, Lord, that she's going to be able to get set up and get on Zoom, and that she be able to get on as much as possible, Lord. I know she, her evenings is lots of times, you know, her husband time. But Lord, I just ask you to work that out with him, and that he not have issues with that. And I just want to praise you and thank you for bringing him into the kingdom too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Is that Cindy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Lord, we just thank you. She's going to be a part of this fellowship before the year's out. Well, I can't be before the year's out. It's out here in just a few hours. Okay.
Here short, yeah. Lord, within the month.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. All right. Yeah, Pat.
I was thinking about this family that Debbie was talking about, and how they, and I think that's a common issue that we're going to be faced with, and they are faced with now, actually, and that is that people have a certain religious paradigm that they function within because they are either ignorant or they have ignored some basic foundational truths of the Lord. And unfortunately, it usually, I speak from experience, it usually takes a failure, a personal failure, a recognition of something is wrong in my life. Something is wrong because these things are happening. They shouldn't be happening. And at some point, they have to break free with that paradigm, break out of that mold, and turn their eyes upon God. And desire to know more than what they know now. Because what they know now is not cutting it. It may look good, but the results are not there. And that that awareness has to shatter the delusion or illusion that they're currently resting in. And so I'm just asking the Lord to, Father, would you give us wisdom in order to cooperate with you? And to be able to recognize these situations and to be able to cooperate with you in prayer and in patience, just watching for the particular opportunity. Lord, I think of the example of Paul, Saul of Tarsus, in his religious paradigm, functioning in all fervor for you and going out and killing Christians and rounding them up, all because he's functioning in a certain paradigm which he thought was correct. He thought was right. He thought he was serving God. And yet you sent a blinding light into his eyes and you stopped him in his tracks. You shattered his illusions in one moment of time and turned his heart to you. And in that time of weakness and pain and disillusionment, you shattered his world. And his eyes sought you, his heart sought you, and you you shed your spirit into his life, and you straightened his thinking out, and you turned him around for you. So I'm just confident, Lord, that this certainly is not your first rodeo. You know how to do this on all of us. And so I just pray for these people that Debbie was speaking about, that you would start to crack the deception and shed and send your light in there. Lord, you said you send your light in the midst of darkness. So we just trust you for doing exactly that in these people. And I just trust you, Lord, that you're opening up our eyes in order to be able to be sensitive and to cooperate with how you are bringing people into the kingdom. And so we just trust you, Lord. We ask you for guidance. We thank you for the Holy Spirit you've given to us to guide us into all truth. And we just thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for allowing us to be in this time, in this age, Lord, when you're going to do miraculous things. You're going to send your spirit to cover the face of the earth, and your righteousness will cover the earth as the water seas cover the earth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Pat, for that prayer, too.
Amen. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Benita.
I was just going to ask Missy if I didn't catch the name of the person you were talking about, but if she would be open to, I don't know, having a conversation with me. I was kind of in the same situation. My husband isn't quite where I'm at, but, you know, I just left the fellowship of our church, and sometimes it just helps to talk to somebody. So, you know, I can give you my phone number if she wants to call me and talk or anything, just to have somebody else to talk to.
That was my sister, Cindy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how what she would think about that. Although, I mean, I can totally relate to that too. So you know, we could talk too. You know. With her, you know, not even having gotten on yet or whatever. But if you want to, would like to talk, I mean, I can totally relate. I've been there where you're at, having come out, and I also have, you know,
same really, problem.
Yeah. So, but yeah,
that's good to know, because I didn't know if I was the only one or not. So.
No. Uh-uh.
Not by a long shot.
Mm-mm.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for support groups. Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen. And amen. Yeah, that Saturday night would be the best time for her. You know, unrecorded, and we're just kind of laid back in that situation. All right. Anyone else? Obadiah, sit down over there and behave yourself. Hey, you could tell I made an impact on him. He didn't miss a lick. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Yes, Vanita.
I was just thinking about the January 6th date, when there's going to be a lot of people in Washington protesting.
Yeah.
And just if we could pray for them to have safety there. I just don't know what those Antifa and Black Lives Matter people are going to do. So just safety
they're gonna
for
be
all
hiding. They're going to be hiding, because there's going to be so many of the other ones that they won't want to come out there. They're
it seems like the
weeks.
Last couple of protests, they've still shown up at the end and caused trouble. So,
well, they could
find a way.
They're looking for 2 million people. I don't think I try to go up against them. Numbers are too big. But anyway, yeah, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you that that January the 6th in Washington, D.C., that there won't be any problem, that the Patriots will just show a show of support for Trump and this electoral vote, Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you, Lord, that Pence is going to do what's right and the congressmen are going to do what's right in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your protection upon all your patriots and the president after January the 6th. And Lord, I know there's going to be a lot of trouble. You've already told us that. But I just, I pray, Father, that you'd have mercy upon your chosen and your elect out there, and that you'd keep them under the Psalm 91 Passover. And we praise you for it, Father. And we come against these chemtrails that are out there. And Lord, we thank you that we're not under the curse. We don't have to worry about the chemtrails. We know that they have caused a lot of problems in people getting colds and what have you, the chemtrail crud. But we thank you, Father, for your shield around about us, Lord, to protect each and every one of us from any kind of problems in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your protection. Thank you, Lord. Okay. I don't know about y'all, but we had a day before yesterday, I believe it was. They were just back and forth and back and forth and back and forth across the skies. Just chemtrail after chemtrail. All right, Dominique, go ahead, brother.
I just wanted to mention something about the Black Lives Matter protest. I saw an article. This was like when the whole George Floyd thing happened. That right across, or right up like a block over of where he died, there's people being baptized and everything and receiving the gospel. I don't know who was doing it. I skimmed the article. I didn't read too much into it, but I thought that was pretty cool. Like how God's using everything, including that. Obviously, I don't agree with the protests, but it's cool how people are using it to spread the Lord. And I know there's been a lot of people who have been hurt trying to spread the gospel out there, but, you know, it's just awesome to see people going out in such a scary environment in a way and just trusting the Lord and, you know, people actually receiving it, too, and not just it bearing no fruit. So I thought that was a cool thing that I wanted to add. But yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your evangelists out there, your street evangelists out there, in Jesus' name. Now, you know that we're evangelists, too. Here, we spread the gospel to millions. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. For sure. If it wasn't for UBM, I probably wouldn't have nearly as much sound doctrine as I do. So yeah. I know that you guys are evangelists in, you know, when it comes to online and stuff, so. Yeah. I always appreciate that.
Amen. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Ephesians 5:19 says, speaking one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Y'all ready to do some of that? Amen. I just want to thank that person out there, that techie, that helped me with this, setting up this playlist that I did tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, they are some kind of computer guru. Lord of God, it helped me. Watch this. I just hit a button and it's going to play every one of them that y'all sent to me, except for Mrs. Well, she just sent it late. I'll have to add it. It's all, I didn't mean it to sound like that. Okay, here we go. Listen up, Joe. Well, I have to share the silly thing, don't I? Well, just a moment. Let me try this again.
I will sing of my Redeemer and His wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross He suffered, from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my part.
Can you hear it? Hang on.
He the ransom freely gave. Oh, sing my Redeemer. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free.
Okay.
You might have to mute yourself.
Oh, I had to turn that VPN off.
Over sin and death and hell. Sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon.
My healer, your salvation, Son of David, Almighty God, Root of Jesse, faithful Redeemer, returning King. Rock of the ages, you are my refuge, you're my safe harbor in time of the storm. Lord of all, majestic Savior, come down from paradise to take us home. Birth of the Spirit, heavenly Christ child, loving shepherd, my Savior and Lord, designer, creator, spirit baptizer, light of the universe, Lord of all, Lord of all, majestic Savior, come down from paradise to take us home, Lord of all. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Come down from
places I will call. Incline your ear to me anew and hear my cry for mercy, Lord. Were you to count my sinful ways? has come to make a way, and God himself has paid the price, that all who trust in him today find healing in his sacrifice, that all who trust in him today find healing.
Sing another song. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. One time when I've come with my agenda, I'm sorry when I forgot.
It's a good one.
The Lamb who was slain, holy, holy is He.
Sing a new song to Him who sits on heaven's mercy.
Jesus.
place I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces and worshiped before the throne. They worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever." Can we join with heaven? Lift up your voices and say amen. We bless you, God. Sing holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. All creation sings hallelujah. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Power up. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare. By thy return, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour.
Conquered the grave. He is dead.
truly love us? Does the Spirit move among us? And does Jesus, our Messiah, hold forever those He loves? Does our God intend to dwell again with us?
Honor and glory, is He worthy? Oh.
It went through the list, I think.
Did you get Missy's add-on?
That's what I'm doing now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
In the secret, in the quiet place, in the stillness. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me see if I can. I want to show you. Tiffany and Hayes and Maddie and Ryan. Can y'all see that?
That's, yeah, you can see it.
Yeah, that's the young man that has cancer.
Well, we thank you, Lord, for doing a mighty miracle there.
Yep, yep. Thank you, Lord. He don't have it anymore. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We believe. Greg, you have your hand up. You want to sing one?
I do. I
yeah. Okay, great. Praise please. God. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, brothers. Wail it on out.
Yeah, whale would be right. I just a bit of follow-up from what we were talking before. I got a message, a couple of messages from Ali, who we prayed for at the start, and I just thought I'd read them out to you. She said, you know, because I let her know that we prayed. And what did she? I actually sent her a screenshot. And she said something like, the faces of the saints are geared for war. Things to summarize, brother. I'm not sure what she means by it. Thank you. That's beautiful. But let me just scroll down a bit later on. She sent me a message. She said, thank you, Greg. Do you feel anything? Now, just don't get me wrong. This is not a sort of person who runs her life by, you know, spiritual life by feelings. But she said, I've been encouraged and sense a bit of relief. Then she said, stinking demons, which I wouldn't counsel someone to sort of say that. But anyway, I said, oh, yes, there is a beating going on. And they're even being, even as they're being taken away for not moving quickly enough. How dare they touch a child of God, one who is in Christ, seated at the right hand of the Father. How dare they afflict where two or more agree. How dare they challenge 1 Peter 2:24, Psalm 103:3. I said, if Naaman was cleansed by a bit of the Jordan River, how much more the blood of Christ? I said, oh, yes, there are some serious, the Lord rebuke you, quote unquote, being applied. As you said, okay, right. As I was leaning back, taking a breath and trying to regroup after that little session, the Catholic chaplain came by and blessed me in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As I asked him, she's asking him, if you need prayer, he said, no, he was good, LOL. I told him, really? You always need prayer. And he said, okay, pray for me. So I prayed the Lord give him a supernatural amount of wisdom and discernment. And I just said, way to go. Let him know there's a second in Australia agreeing and a third witness on the throne. Tis done. Anyway, there's some stuff going on over there. I might have to say it again some more slowly for Michael, but.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So she felt the spirit moving, huh? And yeah. that oppression left her.
Well, you know, I haven't spoken to her. I've said what I was reading. I think there's some more beating up to be had, and I'm happy to do that.
Praise God, we believe it's done. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Malcolm. What are you doing, brother? You down in the basement with your bottle of champagne waiting on 12 o'clock, huh?
Present and accounted for.
Okay, brother. All right.
No champagne.
Okay, I didn't think so.
And it's a Gregorian New Year. It's not like the biblical New Year or anything.
No.
So if you're into I won't go into all the Catholic background, but hey.
All right.
The whole Western world goes for this particular calendar.
Hey, Michael, what was that third song that we listened to? I think it was something Revelation song. Was that the one?
It's a Revelation song by Jenny Riley.
By Jenny Riley?
Well, that's the group. There's People in Songs is from her studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Revelation
People in
Songs.
People in Songs, that's called the Revelation Song out of from People in Songs at La Porte. That's over in Virginia, I think. People in Songs has got some awesome scriptural songs that they sing. You know, God's gonna get my praise. You know, that one there, that's one of them. Wake up, y'all.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Does anybody want to sing one? Okay. Okay, Tracy said she did. Is that what you said, Tracy?
You were doing pretty good on the last one there. You didn't have your microphone muted.
I know, I did. Right. I saw that. I said, oh, my goodness, I had that stupid microphone unmuted. Sitting there humming and trying.
You're sounding good there.
Yeah, right. Oh, my. Bless the Lord. Man. Hey, Leo. Tracy, good to have you on tonight. Do what, Leo?
Oh, nothing. Just saying hi.
I do. Howdy do. Silent night. Yep, that's Tracy. Silent night, Tracy. Gano, did you want to sing one, girl? No. Pretty quick, too. Oh, my.
You know, I've recorded. I did a voicemail using my this particular phone. It's a cordless phone. And somehow it has the microphone. It cuts out stuff behind, but it sounds atrocious with this. When I play the piano, it just comes across terrible. If I hooked up, you know, like through the computer, that would be real nice, high quality sound.
Well, that sounds
but
okay.
But not stereo.
Quiet. Not stereo.
Remember the days of quadraphonic?
Nope, I was full of my time.
Oh dear, that's not true. I remember getting on an aircraft carrier in Singapore, and since I was in, we were in electronics class, they showed us around the area where they did all the electronics repair and everything, and they had massive, these huge, of course, as kids, you know, we were all into this. They had massive speakers in their quadraphonic systems and their big amplifiers, and oh, we went crazy. They didn't play anything for us. We just liked to look at it.
I'm going to go ahead and sign off, but I'm going to go ahead and shut the recording off, but we can stay here and visit a while if y'all want to. Well, Lord, we just thank you for another wonderful night. We praise you, Father, and we thank you for being our God. Lord, give everybody a good night's sleep tonight. And we just bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good night, y'all.